All right. Welcome to Investment Banking Insights. This is the only show absolutely dedicated to helping you learn the technical and non-technical aspects of the investment banking process. Hello, my name is Alex Mason and I am your host. Thank you for joining me today. And now we're going to be talking about precedent transactions. A couple of weeks ago, we just kind of went through the various steps of what it takes to do a comparable companies analysis, both at a high level and a little bit more details of each of the steps. And so we're going to do something similar to that now this week, except we're going to be looking at precedent transactions. Recall the three major valuation methodologies: comparable companies analysis, precedent transactions analysis, and DCF, discounted cash flow. So let's go ahead and talk now about what the overview is for completing a precedent transaction analysis. And remember, what is this? This is the type of valuation method where you look at the target company and then you compare the target company to other deals in the market that are similar companies. So it's a little bit different than comparable companies more generally, where you're looking at just the companies themselves and down selecting and doing your spreading and benchmarking. With precedent transactions, you're looking for deals that have actually been done. And so you're using that as your reference point for your valuation analysis. So there are five steps for precedent transactions analysis at a high level. So first of all, number one, you select your comparable precedent transactions. So similar to comparable companies analysis, where you're selecting your universe of comparable companies, now you're selecting the transactions themselves. So company A acquired company B, company D acquired company E, company J acquired company K, and you find that these transactions are relevant to the transaction that you are thinking about for your target company. That's step number one. Step number two is to find the relevant deal information and financial information for those transactions that you're referencing. So if company A acquired company B, and that's part of your comparable set of precedent transactions, you want to know what happened in that deal. What was the consideration? How much money changed hands? Who was the buyer? Who was the seller? And also, of course, the basic financials. You want to get your facts set out, get your Google Finance or Yahoo Finance, whatever you use. Look at the 10K, the 10Q, pull those bits of information out and get the information for the deal. Step number three is to spread the transaction data. Just like with comparable companies, once we have this information, we have to actually put it together. So spread the transaction data and one by one, look at the different fundamentals for each of these deals. What is the consideration for each deal? What's the amount of money that changed hands, etc.? Number four is to benchmark the comparable transactions. Now you're actually gonna compare with your target. And then number five is to determine the valuation. Remember, that's what we're ultimately after. What is the valuation of this target using this methodology? And so those are the five steps. Number one, select your comparable precedent transactions. Number two, find the relevant deal information and financial information. Number three, spread that transaction data. Number four, benchmark the comparable transactions. And then number five, determine the valuation. So that's what we're going to be going after in more detail in future episodes. And you'll notice that these steps are similar to the steps for performing a comparable companies analysis. Just the major difference is that instead of simply looking at relevant companies, we want to look at relevant deals. What has actually happened in the market? So, of course, the pro of this versus comparable companies analysis is that you're looking at transactions that have actually happened, not just companies that exist that could have a transaction, but you're looking at who was actually willing to pay a certain amount for a certain asset. And that can be incredibly valuable information, especially if the deal is recent and especially if the deal is relevant. So that's a major pro. On the con side, you might not have a lot of precedent transactions depending on the environment, the market, what's going on in the industry. Are companies buying? Are the valuations lower than they typically are? Are they higher than typical? And maybe there's a timing issue. That's one of the cons. So you think about that when considering which valuation method to use. And so this means our analysis is fundamentally changing because we're looking at what has happened in the marketplace. And a good analogy that I like to think about when I think about precedent transactions is the residential housing market in the United States. So if you look at similar homes that have been sold in a local area, let's say that you own a home and you're thinking about selling, but you don't know exactly how much your house is worth. Well, if you hire a realtor or you go online and you use analytical tools, you can look at similar homes and get comps, get comparables of transactions for homes that have been sold in the local area. And by examining the various characteristics of your home, in addition to the purchase price and purchase date of other homes, you can have a pretty good idea of what your home is going to sell for. So if you have a 3-bed, 2-bath house with a pool and it was built 20 years ago or 10 years ago, you can look at other homes within a 5-mile radius of where you live that are also 3-bed, 2-bath homes with a pool built within the last 10, 20 years and see what they sold for. And of course, there's going to be variation because of some unique characteristics of the different homes, but you're going to have a pretty good idea, especially if there's a decent amount of buying and selling activity in that local market, of what your house could sell for. So that's an analogy that I like to think about. And real estate technology companies like Zillow and Redfin, they use algorithms for exactly this purpose. So this concept is not necessarily unique to investment banking. It's really a marketplace concept, and we can use it in banking to better understand valuation of our target company. Okay, so that's what we got for today. Hope you're doing amazing. This is Alex Mason, your host. Thank you so much for listening. I really enjoy doing this show for you still. And thank you so much for your messages and for rating the show. I really appreciate that. And I'll see you next time. Take care.